This month of February is American Heart Month, obviously hearts because of Valentine's Day a couple of days ago, but also a month to recognize heart health. And online with us right now is the author of Exercises for Heart Health, William Smith. William, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks. I mean, we know diet and exercise are the keys to a healthy heart, but how much exercise and what kind of exercise? That's what you cover in the book, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was researching my book, you know, a number of years ago, and I've been in the fitness field for probably close to 25 years now, you know, I recognize the importance of not only having, you know, the physical piece and my background as a personal trainer, but also the nutrition, the, you know, the emotional, the social, the well-being. So we try to incorporate that a lot in the book. And I think specifically, I personally like to, you know, always refer to research, American Heart Association, American College of Sports Medicine, and the ACSM, which is one of the leading certifying bodies in the United States and globally for that fact, with anything to do with exercise recommendations. Generally, they're recommending about 150 minutes a week of physical activity. That might be 5 times a week of 30 minutes, for example. And I think anybody, the caveat to that, with anybody with risk factors or symptoms, obviously we'd want to be cleared by their doctor first, cardiologist or healthcare provider. And then if you're in a fitness club setting, it's always prudent to have a fitness evaluation done. And if you have a history, you know, to wear a heart rate monitor or some other, you know, feedback device, if you will.
Right. So where do you start? If you haven't been active, if you haven't been exercising, what's the best way to start doing that?
Yeah, going back, first thing is, if you haven't exercised in a long time, it's always good to get checked out first. And I think that's just a general recommendation. Make sure, you know, you're squared away, your baseline's good, any risk factors you may have or had in the past are under control. I think moving past that, there are so many based resources, so many community-based resources now nationally. And I don't know if you knew, but I actually grew up in Michigan, so in Battle Creek, and I'm very familiar with kind of, you know, the Midwest landscape as far as healthcare and resources. And obviously, I live on the East Coast now. Mm-hmm. So every community is a little bit different. So the way you would start, assuming you're good to go and you're asymptomatic and you really want to get moving, the first and foremost is just cost-effective, get out and start walking. Walking is one of the best ways to not only elevate your heart rate, but also increase your respiration rate, which is your breathing rate. Generally, the recommendation is if your sentences are broken while you're walking, that would be classified as kind of getting to the anaerobic point. So for somebody who's starting out, you definitely want to be more on the aerobic side where you can sustain physical activity for 30, 45 minutes up to an hour after maybe 6 to 8 weeks, still being able to carry on a conversation. And the fun thing about walking, you can do it anywhere. You get to see your community. You get to do it with a colleague or a friend or a family member, maybe a lunchtime walk. But you can also variate that. You can, we call it contrast training. You can walk up a hill, down a hill. You can walk on the beach, challenge your muscles more. So that's one easy way. Then on a, you know, the more of the traditional side, if you go to a fitness club, there's all kinds of wonderful things out there now, traditional, non-traditional method. CrossFit, for example, is something that's very popular now that really gets your heart rate, works your muscles. But if you're just going to go to the local YMCA and exercise, you can use the pool. And when you're swimming, you're usually swimming against about 25 pounds of force. So that'll get your heart rate up. So there's a number of ways in your community or otherwise that you can get moving very, very cost effectively.
And that really does make a difference to your heart health, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, taking it a step further than just the physical perception that a lot of people have about the heart, I take a more holistic approach. So the heart is really the heart center, if you will, of the entire body. It's where all the oxygen, all the nutrients, everything flows in and out of. And it rejuvenates it, it refreshes it, it sends it to the working muscles, it sends it to your brain, it hydrates your spine, it pushes fluid. So you got to take care of your heart, but you got to keep in mind that there's a lot of things that feed into your heart's well-being, your stress around you, good or bad stress. Bad stress would be commuting. You know, New Jersey, it's awful, for example. But a good stress could be your, you know, your loved one or your colleague or your friend getting married and going to a wedding. So those are stress. And learning to manage those types of things, eating well, having breakfast every day, drinking plenty of water, those types of things really feed into the total heart dynamic.
Yeah, and you feel better when you exercise too, don't you?
Absolutely. Not only from the heart perspective, but also brain. I mean, you have so many different research studies out there by so many people who are so much smarter than I am that work in academics and what have you, and their life is about research, and that a lot of that points to the fact that, you know, exercise, anecdotally, we know is very good for you, but when you really start to dial in and drill deeper into it, we know that there's, you know, serotonin. We know you can control your cortisol, which is an inflammatory response in the body. We know there's so many other beneficial things, and just getting that, you know, that heart muscle strong, that left ventricle, improving that, we call it an ejection fraction, where you're pushing out your blood, less effort goes into it as you get stronger, your heart works more efficiently. But again, little things you can do every single day, good habits are really important.
Absolutely. Got to take that first step. William, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.